FM 90.3 WJTL, Leslie Bustard's favorite band of all time, Need to Breathe, that's Testify. Good morning to you. It is 7:21.
Today, cloudy with a high of 44. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 30. For Friday, mostly sunny, windy, high of 40. Saturday, partly sunny, colder, high of 20. And Sunday, partly sunny, chance of afternoon snow with high of 34. Currently, it is 27 degrees in Mannheim.
And joining us once again on the phone from Square Halo Books, our friends Leslie and Ned Buster. Good morning again, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So great
to... Yes, I really do love me.
I knew you loved Need to Breathe, so I'm glad that we could play it. Earlier, you guys told us a little bit about Square Halo Books, but if you were talking to someone and you only had 30 seconds to explain it, Ned, what would you say?
I would say that it's a small book publishing company committed to books that were rooted in the faith and really concerned about the Bible. I think one of the distinctives of our press is that we aren't looking for the big flashy names, that we started the book publishing company to publish people who aren't well known, but just have a good book in them that needs to be gotten out.
Yeah, and Leslie, tell us a little bit about more of that. Who are some of those artists and some of those lesser known folks that you have helped to publish?
Well, right now, like one of the books that we helped publish is actually a friend of mine who has her PhD in literature, but she also is someone who just loves scripture. And she wrote a book called Godly Characters. Her name is Lisa Smith. She lives out in California. And it's a book about the spiritual passion from lives of 8 women in the Bible. And it was something that she had spent a long time meditating on and reading and studying. And so that's one person. Another one who's one of our speakers at the Inklings Conference is a professor down south. His name is Donald Williams. He wrote a book called Deeper Heaven, Deeper Magic, The Theology Behind the Writings of C.S. Lewis. There are several who people would know from, like, if they knew things about, if they were involved, say, in what's going on with Christians in the world, as in, like, in the arts and literature and poetry. We recently published a book by a poet, an Anglican priest in England. His name is Malcolm Guite. He had this wonderful series of lectures about the imagination and the kingdom of God. And his book we just published, based on those lectures, called Lifting the Veil on the Imagination and the Kingdom of God. There's a wonderful writer named Margie Hack out in Minnesota. We have published her memoirs, her first. We actually republished a couple that she'd already had published. Now we're republishing them as called the Place Trilogy, The Exact Place and No Place and This Place. So that's pretty exciting, especially for me, because Margie is one of my very favorite writers who's not really known. And then we do a lot of essay books. And I'll actually be on Kids Cookie Break on Saturday with Lisa about an essay book about children's literature. But we've done books called It Was Good, Making Art to the Glory of God, a book of essays by various writers and art makers or theologians about art making and different aspects of that. We've also recently put a book out called J.R.R. Tolkien and the Arts. And so various art makers are thinking about different aspects of Tolkien, and not just his writing, but how he was also an artist and how that played into his Lord of the Rings series. And so some people might recognize, say, the poet who teaches at Messiah, Kristen Perrin, a man named Matthew Dickerson, who's a fantasy writer, also someone who writes about the environment. So that's a recent book that we recently also have put out. Also, another new book was an essay book written by, edited by another person who's, again, not known like in the big realm of being famous, but within the worlds of Tolkien and Lewis. Her name is Diana Glyer. She's a professor, and she edited a book called A Compass for Deep Heaven, Navigating the C.S. Lewis Ransom Trilogy. So if you're someone who loves the Space Trilogy, this will kind of help you dive in even deeper. So those are some of our writers and just some of our, am I missing anyone that's really important? That we really, I mean, we love everybody.
Everyone's really important.
Everyone's really important. But we also have books that focus on artists So we have a book about the painter Edward Nippers, a book about a Japanese Christian, Makoto Fujimara. We have a book about him, a book about a Christian artist, Sandra Bowden. So we kind of have this wide range of theology as well as art making as well as artists. So we really love that. The two people who helped us start this publishing company, Diana Bauer, has a wonderful book about why is it so hard in our communications, especially with people who are in our relationships with. She's a counselor, a Christian counselor, and her book is called Speaking Code, and that's amazing. It's a workbook. And then also Alan, who is the guy who makes sure we don't overspend our money. He is a pastor and a seminary teacher. And he has a book on Genesis called The Beginning and a book on Revelation called The End. So we really, you've done a lot.
Square, the game from beginning to end.
Yeah, squarehalobooks.com is the place you could find more information. We're talking with Ned and Leslie Bustard. Leslie's going to be on with Lisa on Saturday. And speaking of Lisa, Lisa gave me the book St. Nicholas, the Gift Giver for Christmas. And I loved it. And I know you guys want to give away some books right now. So tell us about the two books we're going to give away right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, I wish I had more St. Nicholas, but I'm all out of those. So you can't give away that one. But what we're going to do is give away two of our books that we mentioned today. The first one is Naming the Animals, An Invitation to Creativity. That's by a man named Stephen Roach. And I co-authored that and illustrated it. And then the other book, Leslie just mentioned, Godly Characters, Insights for Spiritual Passion from the Lives of Eight Women in the Bible.
So we're going to take caller number three right now at 717-392-3690, 717-392-3690. Caller number three, you're going to win the Making the Animals and Godly Characters books, and we'll get those phones and get back to the music. And so Leslie and Ned, thank you so much for calling today. We love you both. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. We love you, too. We're so grateful to get to share about our work and grateful for your work.
Oh, thank you. Back to the music we go. This is Micah Tyler's Walking Free on WJTL.